Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish, where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kakitakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you.
Why are we here? This is so weird.
This is actually really strange.
Okay. This is just
been in the making for so long now.
It's something we've been wanting to do for a very, very, very long time.
Wow.
And it's finally come to fruition.
It has.
I think what we should start off by saying is like, we're just two ordinary girls.
Yep. No influencers. We don't have a following on Instagram. We're just literally
kind of lost.
We're lost. Yeah. We're lost, hence why we're here today making this podcast.
Yeah. So why did we decide to do this? Well, Rose and I met 4 years back.
4 years back.
Day one of university, and we're about to graduate with our bachelor's in media and communications.
Which kind of means nothing.
Yeah. And the reason we say that is because we recently came to an epiphany that we're coming so close to the end of university, which should be this like eye-opening, wow, I know exactly what I'm going to do. We're like in our early 20s, like just graduating. We've got that paper in our hands.
But what now?
We really
don't. What do we do with this piece of paper? We're genuinely so confused. And we had this conversation. We were like, we were actually in Fiji doing a volunteering program, which was amazing. And we were sitting in the pool right after volunteering at one of the schools. And we were like, what the hell are we doing with our lives?
Like, we are exactly where we're supposed to be right now, in a pool in Fiji. Should we change our career path? Like, what do we want to do? We're coming so close to the end of university. And I think we very quickly realized that it's a very, very universal experience.
Oh, for sure. Anyone that you talk to is like, I don't know what I'm doing. Even the most successful people. Like, I have a lot of friends who are very, very successful. And they're still so confused in life. And they're still like, yeah, I've got this and I've got a beautiful relationship and I've got, you know, money and I'm doing my dream job, but I still don't actually know if...
You hear it from everyone though, even celebrities, even anyone. Actually, a Tate McRae interview that I literally watched of her saying that one of her songs was inspired by a conversation that she actually had with her dad about how she literally doesn't understand how people can go their whole life not fulfilling their dreams. And I was like, that's wild. Mm. That was another epiphany moment that I had that wanted me to start this podcast.
It's actually just one of my fears, really, is I get to the end of my life and I haven't done what I want to do. And even if I don't know what I want to do, I'd hope I'd figure it out by the end of my life, which is a long way away, hopefully.
Yeah, so I guess the name Lostish came from this exact feeling that we're having right now, is kind of being lost, like having a sense of direction, being able to get through life. If we didn't even pursue our dreams, we could stick around in the jobs we had now, our dead-end jobs, you know, going around in all these circles, and we'd probably end up, you know, living the life that a lot of people end up living. But we didn't want to do that.
No.
So we decided to call it Lost-ish because we're kind of lost. That's literally where the name came from.
And the reason why, like, we wanted to do this was not only to help people around us. Like, honestly, if anyone listens to this, if one person listens to this and gets something out of it, that's all we can ask for.
And it sounds very cliche, but it's genuinely very, very true. We're doing this as a journey to help ourselves and to help everyone who listens in the podcast in the process.
And you know, it could be for people in their 20s, it could be for people in their 30s. If people in their 40s listen to this, like, great. Like, this is something that can help everybody, and it can help us as well. Yeah, so we're really, really excited. And obviously this is the first episode, so it's just a little trailer, just a little introduction, where we're going to cover some topics such as, we're going to talk about relationships, wellness, mental health, happiness, finding your path, ditching the script, and just going with what you want to do in life.
Yeah, we definitely hope we can spark some inspiration for you guys. And we thought that we would be sort of a good example because we have we've experienced very different things in our lives, but I think in combination it's a very powerful thing to bring together, and hopefully we can be of inspiration to some people.
Yeah.
And I think that also ties into why we chose our podcast photo.
Mm-hmm. So why did we choose our podcast photo, Emanuela?
Why did we choose it, Rose?
Well,
it
I'm happy to answer. It was my idea. So we were picking between so many different photos, and we thought, oh, what are we going to go for? Do we want to go for the like more like striking, close facial expressions, like in your face
and
kind of thing?
And we know it's not the most serious thing
about
this. However, we are perfectionists.
We are.
This was something that we had asked quite a few people before and then came to the realization that... Why did we choose the ladder?
Well, we thought, okay, first of all, I don't think, and I may be completely wrong, maybe I'm not looking at the right podcasts, but I have not seen a podcast with a ladder on it. And I thought, okay, it can be something that distinguishes us a little bit from the rest. Because that ladder is kind of... We wanted to be a motif of kind of... like growth and leading, going up, starting from the bottom, getting to the top. And we thought, okay. Well,
and all the steps along the way, literally.
All the steps along the way. It's a no-brainer.
But because our thing was like lost, kind of, lost-ish, we were like, we're still powerful. We still know what we're doing partially. We still, you know, are taking the steps to get there, which is why the outfits were what they are.
You got that contrast, you got that, you know, corporate girlies, but on a ladder with a red background, which kind of makes it playful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough about the podcast photo. We are so excited to start this. Like, we genuinely are.
We were so nervous.
We were like, oh my God, like, I feel like I'm about to perform in front of an audience. But no, it's literally just us on this couch, no one around. We're in an empty space in an empty room with like two lights. We just wanted to make it super cash, and we want you guys to go on this journey with us, and we can kind of all help each other. I also want to mention that we're going to have some really amazing guests on the podcast, some familiar faces that you may know as well.
And hopefully that'll grow along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know,
and then who knows where it could go from there?
Who knows? We're just doing this because we want to and we love it. And if this could help one person, or if one person sees this and goes, I actually need this and I really, really resonate with what you guys are saying, we've done our job.
Yeah. Fully agree with you.
Fully agree. Oh, well, I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For more episodes of Lost-ish.